they're what?
Washing.
Okay. What might you both call both washing and ironing together?
The laundry.
All right, now, how would you get from the first floor up to the second floor in a two-story house?
Go up the stairway.
Now, would you use a different term for those outside of the house? To go upstairs, outside of the house, suppose it was a garage apartment. Would you say go up the stairs or?
Steps.
Okay, the steps. Now, in your house plan here, what do you call this?
It was at one time called a veranda. Now we call it a porch.
All right, but it's still the same thing.
Shaped a little differently, but serves the same purpose.
All right, would you distinguish between the one in the front and the one in the back, or would you call it the same?
The front porch and the back porch, and the back porch stores many, many unnecessary items. It's a lodging place for everything in the house.
All right, what would you call it? Just a little one just over the door. You have one that goes around the house, but what would you call this?
A canopy.
Now, if the door is open and you didn't want it that way, what would you tell someone to do?
Please close the door.
All right, what would you call the boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other?
Weatherboarding. That has been changed to asbestos shingles, which they claim is fireproof.
Okay. What do you call the part that covers the top of the house?
The roof.
All right, now suppose my husband were doing some carpentry for you, nailing in a board somewhere. He might say, I took the hammer and I
drove the nail in.
Okay. Now the nail didn't get in very far, so he might have said it's got to be
cleated.
Okay, or using the same word, drove, you might say, it's got to be what?
Driven.
Okay, driven in further. Good.
Gutters. They have been added in the last few years also.
And you have a house and an L, and what do you call the place where the two come together?
Valley.
Now, is there any buildings outside of the house that you haven't mentioned here? You said you burned wood.
Didn't mention the garden house that was out beside the garden. Well, there was a nice row of flowers along the line, and on the outside a little garden convenience that served the purpose of the bathroom.
Okay, and what would you call the building that you used to store the wood in?
The wood shed.
And what about if you stored tools there? What would you call this?
Tool shed.
Okay. You might say that you live in a frame what?
Frame house.
And are there any other kinds around here?
Yes. Mobile homes are coming into our community now. Don't you live in one?
Yes, I do, since you mentioned
they
it.
They are so nice and warm in winter and have air conditioning in summer.
Quite different.
Easy to clean, they have plumbing.
Quite different from the freezing and from the fireplace.